You're listening to SBS News.
Another season of National Rugby League is underway, and the Friday night action takes place in a brand new stadium in Townsville. The North Queensland Cowboys will play their first match against the Brisbane Broncos. The host's chance of making a winning start received a boost with the news that Brisbane fullback Jack Bird suffered a serious knee injury during the week at training. Bird's Broncos teammates were understandably disappointed at the timing of his injury, and prop Payne Haas says they all felt for him.
Yeah, obviously we'd be shattered for Birdie. He worked so hard. Yeah, it's just hard to see. You know, obviously yesterday we were all a bit gutted. Just can't really put it into words. You know, he's one of our close mates, and just to see that happen to someone like that, it just hurts a lot.
Jermaine Isako will replace Bird at fullback. The Sydney Roosters begin their attempt to win a third straight NRL crown when they play at the Penrith Panthers on Saturday night. The Melbourne Formula One Grand Prix kickstarts the season on Sunday afternoon under the cloud of the COVID-19 pandemic. One member of the McLaren team and two more from the Haas outfit have been tested for the virus after coming down with flu-like symptoms. Despite the obvious concern, every effort is being made to ensure the race goes ahead as planned. Former driver and now motor racing commentator Martin Brundle says to cancel the event would be an overreaction.
That would be a bit of a panic thing to do. I think we've just got to measure it and see, you know, if we can put a show on, put a race on, and people are going to enjoy it. What are we going to do? Just all go and hibernate? The whole world going to go and hibernate?
It may already be autumn, but the summer of cricket continues on Friday with the first of three one-day internationals between Australia and New Zealand. The Chapel Hadley series begins at the Sydney Cricket Ground, and New Zealand captain Kane Williamson is looking to make up for the disappointing 3-0 Test series loss 3 months ago.
When you do get exposed like that, some of the best opportunities to learn and take a look at yourselves as individuals and as a team and sort of the direction that you want to go in. So despite them teaching you a number of lessons and it not being ideal, it's also, like I say, the greatest opportunities to learn and grow.
Australia captain Aaron Finch says New Zealand's one-day side is a very different proposition to its test team.
They're always a side that bring their best against Australia, and every time they play in an ICC tournament, they're so close to winning it. It just shows that they're such a consistent side. They're a well-drilled side, and they're a team that you have to bring your best and you have to have a few standout performances to beat them.
New Zealand narrowly lost a dramatic one-day World Cup final to England at Lord's last year. Still with cricket, and this weekend there'll be a piece of history made when Gordon takes on Fairfield Liverpool in the final round of the New South Wales Premier cricket season. Two female umpires will take charge of the match, and that's the first time that's happened. Claire Polisak and Deanna Venter are both experienced umpires, and they're hoping the example they're setting will encourage other women to consider umpiring in future. Polisak is happy her achievements, which include being the first woman to umpire a men's one-day international, are encouraging more women to become umpires.
I think I've really enjoyed my role now and seeing more females come into the role of umpiring. So while I was first to do a number of things, it's now seeing budding umpires that have gone, oh, hang on a minute, we've seen you umpire, so now we want to have a go, which has been really exciting as well.
Venter, who was born in South Africa, says even if they're not good players, a career in cricket is a good choice for young women if they love the sport.
Anything that you love enough to be involved in, whether you're good, bad or just average, stay involved, give back. If you cannot play any further, decide if you want to maybe become a coach or become an umpire.
In basketball this weekend, the Perth Wildcats will look to extend their lead in the best of five grand final series against the Sydney Kings, when Game 2 takes place on Friday evening in Perth. Perth star Bryce Cotton was the hero of the winning Game 1, top scoring with 32 points. But the American point guard says his side needs to learn the lessons from the semi-final series against the Cairns Taipans, when the Wildcats also impressed in the opening game of the series.
We had a gutsy win first round against Cairns, and then I think we came out, you know, a little bit sluggish the start of Game 2, and we had a gutsy win again in the grand finals of Game 1, so it's important that we don't repeat those same mistakes.
Game 3 will take place in Sydney on Sunday. And in football this weekend, the W League is into the semi-final stages. On Saturday, Melbourne Victory takes on Sydney FC, and then on Sunday, Melbourne City lines up against Western Sydney. John Baldock, SBS News.